My name is Grace Wells. This poem is called We Speak on the Outbreath. At the poetry festival, several days go by without leaf or flower, no glimpse of river, no shriek of white gull. At the poetry festival, few speak of the more than human world, as if our thinking has been tamed. So forgive my urge to slink a vixen through the bars of our cage. Forgive my desire to show deer the place where the wire sags and our boundary can be breached. Like a woman pulling curtains against the night, I want to draw a glade of trees around us and coax honeysuckle across this ceiling. Let these walls become a waterfall to drown the traffic from the street. We might sit then in the fading light, sit as the Quakers do, waiting for a spirit to move our tongues. Let the words you speak be worthy of the silence you break, a woman once said in my hearing, and I wished she hadn't. It was hard enough anyway to know what to say, how not to sound like the canary in my brain, cheeping its constant alarm. Perhaps it's too late to talk of the animals, to remember the way elephants curl their trunks to caress the bones of their dead. I was hoping this poem would be a songbird that could land on your open palm. But the small thud we didn't hear when we were so busy listening to the sound of our own thoughts was the small winged body of nature breaking against glass. It's a hurt bird we carry in our hands. My friends wake with its feathers in their mouths. The next breath any of us draw will not descend from up on high, but has risen from the ground beneath our feet. What enters our lungs comes now from bush and briar and yellow whin, from each leaf on every tree in the shrinking forest of the southern hemisphere. So how can I not speak of growing things? The lone cowslip in the ditch, the last orchid in the parish, the latest disappearance from disease or carelessness, which reminds me of the black car battery someone has tossed in the harbour at Dungarvan, its acid leaching a tidal drip into the vein of our intelligent web. When we speak on the out-breath, but must first draw in the small threads of this earth. Whatever we speak of now, we will need to be like blades of prairie grass that bend in the wind of what's coming. Perhaps the only sensible thing would be to howl, the way Europe's last 12,000 wolves are surely howling, a sound somewhere between grief and battle cry. The tribes of us in this together, tasked to heed Emerson and advance, advance upon chaos and the dark. So the poem is, I think, my latest response to my concern about the environment and our beautiful world. And I spent many years, I think, thinking about that and approaching it in different ways and really looking at our dependence on the world that we live in, how precious that is, and how actually that comes down to each breath that we take. And this notion that it's the breath that we speak with, so that we have to breathe in, draw in the life from the trees and the oceans in order to speak. And as a poet, that's fundamental to me. So every word that I write and then say aloud is going to be dependent upon the state of the environment. And I suppose the last thing is the sense of the end of the poem for me is about the nature of courage, that as we all live through these challenging times, we need to have a spirit of courage and advance upon what's coming in a kind of fearless way that former generations knew how to do.